series of broadcasts that has gone on for some time now, we have come to the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, and there is a mysterious beast that is revealed here as having a number of heads and horns rising out of the sea. Last time I had shown you that the constituent parts of this mysterious beast are the same as the four beasts of the 7th chapter of the book of Daniel. Now, what has that got to do with world conditions, with what is happening today? Well, believe it or not, the first beast of Revelation, the 13th chapter, is the representation of the ancient Roman Empire, the Holy Roman Empire, down through all of its successive resurrections or recreations. And this prophecy of the Bible, together with the 17th chapter of Revelation, predict an end-time resurrected Roman Empire. Now, don't get me wrong. When you say Roman Empire, we're not talking about the ancient days of the Caesars like Augustus or Nero or someone and a bunch of Roman soldiers running around like in some of the television extravaganzas like Masada. We're talking about a nuclear-armed, modern, space-age union of nations inside Central Europe, which will be about 250 million people strong, stretching from some of the central nations of Europe, like Czechoslovakia and Poland, all the way to the Atlantic Ocean, and embodying, basically, the same parameters of the ancient Holy Roman Empire during the days of Otto the Great, the Habsburgs, or Charlemagne. But we're talking this time of an emerging third power bloc in the geopolitical balance between nations. Today, basically, we deal with the so-called big powers, the two big main powers of the Soviet Union and the United States. Now, it's also recognized that other major nations are large, major, military, and economic powers in the world. And certainly you would have to include among those some of the Western allies and some of those of the European common market nations, such as West Germany and France. But you'd also have to include and to take into account the booming supergiant of Japan. Bible prophecy identifies the major nations of the world. Bible prophecy identifies the United States of America and the British people, the democracies of Northwestern Europe. It identifies the people of Canada, South Africa, New Zealand, and Australia. And believe it or not, whether you believe it doesn't matter to me because it isn't going to change anything. What I believe isn't going to change anything. What you believe isn't going to change anything. What's going to happen is prophesied. Our belief or disbelief isn't going to change what is prophesied. And the identity of these nations is, in a sense, immaterial. Just because we discover the identity doesn't make it happen or not happen. But I'm telling you that our peoples represent a part of the lost 10 tribes of the House of Israel, that the United States is basically Manasseh, the British people, including Canada, Australia, South Africa, New Zealand, and so on, are the Ephraim of biblical prophecy. The time called the Great Tribulation that we have been leading up to, we've covered in part back in the first few chapters, especially the 6th chapter of the book of Revelation, and we're leading up to the climactic time called the Day of the Lord, which is to precede the second coming of Jesus Christ. And these events are going to happen to real people, to real countries, real nations on this earth right now. We're not talking about science fiction this time. Now we're talking about reality. And we're living more and more in the days when what we used to think was science fiction has become reality. Now, last time I showed you in the 13th chapter this vision that John saw of this mysterious beast rising up out of the sea, that's a symbol of multitudes of people having 7 heads and 10 horns. Now, we'll go back to the 7th chapter of Daniel, and we will see, of Daniel, and we will see that this beast of Revelation, the 13th chapter, is the same as the 4 beasts of Daniel, the 7th chapter. And let's find out in just a few moments what those are. I explained thoroughly last time what it meant to have upon his heads the name of blasphemy, that is, taking the very titles of God. Notice the constituent parts, verse 2. The beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and the world wondered after the beast. Now, that is actually a very brief summarization of centuries of world history of the ancient Roman Empire and then the Holy Roman Empire in many different successive revivals of the overthrow of one of the governments, the deadly wound that was afflicted or inflicted upon that beast, and then finally the healing of it that took place in 554 A.D. Let's turn back to the 7th chapter of the book of Daniel and get it all together for just a moment. This vision, four great beasts were seen, verse 2 and 3, and each one was diverse from the other. Notice the first was like a lion, and we saw in the 13th chapter of Revelation that this mysterious beast had the mouth of a lion. And it had eagle's wings, and I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand upon the feet of a man, and a man's heart was given unto it. An obvious reference to King Nebuchadnezzar, who was symbolic of the Babylonian Empire, and therefore symbolic of the entire Gentile world-ruling empires. Nebuchadnezzar was driven insane and was in the back courtyard of the palace for about 7 years, actually eating grass and herbs, rooting around like a mad animal. This is reference not only to Nebuchadnezzar's insanity, but also to the times of the Gentiles, during which Gentile leaders would be given the minds of wild animals. And that is exactly the way you can understand what has happened in two world wars and what is about to happen in a third world war, this time with nuclear weapons. A man like Adolf Hitler, the people who believe the Bible, believe the fact that there are demons and Satan the devil is a very real creature, actually believe that Hitler was very likely possessed, not only of a demon, but perhaps of Satan the devil himself. It's the only way you can understand some of those mentalities. In verse 5, another beast, behold, another beast, and it was like a bear. And this is Medo-Persia, or the Medo-Persian Empire, under Cyrus the Great, and later on Darius the Mede, that actually destroyed Babylon, that superseded Babylon. It raised itself up on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, and that had to do with certain areas, including Lydia and Syria and Egypt, that it devoured. And it said, "Arise, devour much flesh." And after this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard. And your biblical commentaries will all pretty much agree that these are the successive world-ruling empires of ancient Babylon, then of Medo-Persia, and that the leopard was not only Philip of Macedon, but of course his son, which was Alexander the Great, and his empire, or the Greco-Macedonian Empire, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast also had four heads. And after the death of Alexander, there were four kings like Laomedon in Syria, Ptolemy, Soter, and others that divided up that kingdom into four parts, even before the body had actually been interred. Seleucus Nicator was in Babylon, for example. In verse 7, "After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. It had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. It was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and had 10 horns. And the commentaries will tell you that this is the introduction of the ancient Roman Empire that superseded the Greco-Macedonian Empire, and the 10 horns are proved to be, in the 7th chapter of Daniel, successive, not contemporaneous. Now, in the 2nd chapter of Daniel, there are 10 toes on the vision. And really, it's just a different vision of the same kingdoms. The silver head is Babylon. The gold head, rather, is Babylon. The silver chest has to do with Medo-Persia, and the brass of the belly and the thighs had to do with Greco-Macedonia, and the iron and the clay of the feet of that great vision had to do with the nation, the empire of Rome. Now, these 10 horns of the 7th verse of the 7th chapter of Daniel are successive. You can see that in verse 8. "I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn," and believe it or not, that's the papacy, "before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots," and those were the Ostrogoths, the Vandals, and the Heruli. There are quite a bit in Rawlinson's Ancient History and a lot of other history texts on the subject, and of course in the Bible commentaries.